Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We are now 24 hours removed. It was about yesterday, about 3:19, when the Aaron Rodgers news came down the pike that he would be finally, officially signing with the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers team has announced it. There's been a lot of hoopla around this. And I think something I think we both thought, but we didn't get to yesterday, was just because I've seen people say, and there was somebody who watching our video yesterday where I said, Steelers are winning the division next year. I think this is a really great move for the Steelers. Said, oh, he's just trying to collect $10 million. It's like he's made $300 million.
Like, people are saying he's collecting checks. When he first said that on the Pat McAfee show, oh geez, months ago, he's like, I'll play even for $10 million. Go back and look at his face when he says that.
Yeah,
he's like, oh no, I should not have said that. I should not have put the money on there and $10 million is what I would take.
Well, but there are just so many takes on why this is happening and why he's trying to prolong his career. And I think it's obvious, and I'm sure it is to you. He's trying to rewrite the end of his career, meaning if his career had ended after the Jets, it's the same way in how we talk about Brett Favre, how it ended after the second year in Minnesota where everything kind of fell apart.
Oh, yeah, like, with the Corey Wooten sack, and that was it.
And with Aaron Rodgers, I think he also understands he wants to prove to himself. Like, I don't think this is just about proving other people wrong, because I think Aaron doesn't thrive on that the way people think. I think this is about Aaron proving to himself that he can go out on top and still be a winner, and I think that's probably why I give it the best chance to work.
I think there's a reason why he was drawn to teams that look like they're going to be pretty good this year. Like, the Vikings were at the top of his list for a long time based off of that. Now, the Steelers, I think, are a little bit of a roll of the dice, all things considered, because, like, the idea that he actually goes out on top, Nick, I feel like, maybe we can unpack what exactly that is. He is, in my opinion, not a deep threat for the postseason. But if you make the postseason, if you, let's say, come in second in the AFC North, which means you beat either Joe Burrow or Lamar Jackson, 9-10 win season, you're not a double-digit underdog in the postseason, you're a legitimate chance to win that game, and you lose, well, there's a lot worse ways to go out if you're Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and I think the bar to
the Jets last year was probably one of those ways.
The bar to put this as a success is not too much higher than what you just said, because if he does just a little bit more, meaning he wins the division and wins a playoff game, which might actually just be the divisional round. Like, if you win this division, you might end up being in one seed territory. In a pretty strong AFC.
Oh, you get the one seed and you get a buy into the divisional round, then it's game over. You win that battle.
But like, if you just win in the first round and you either are a 10 or 11 win team and you just get one playoff win, guys, you don't have to win the Super Bowl to walk off with your head held high and to have changed the narrative about Aaron Rodgers. Even if the number one thing, that the one number one knock on him is the thing he can't change, which is that he's a narcissist who constantly seeks the the light and credit for everything.
So here's the difference for me. So we've only had one quarterback above 40 actually have success, and that is Thomas Edward Patrick Brady. But when Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay, he had to win the Super Bowl. Like, that was the stakes, because you had to show that you could win that marriage, or that divorce, excuse me, between him and Bill Belichick. You had to prove who all the previous Super Bowls were actually the reason why you got them and who was responsible for them. That's what he was fighting for. If Aaron Rodgers stinks it up this year, I know he wants to do well. He's got a chance to rewrite it. But if he stinks it up this year, we're just going to look at the final 3 years of Aaron Rodgers' career as ayahuasca-filled, pyramid-chasing, and clout-chasing in many ways as well. And it just was what it was. Old guy stinks at football. That's a tale as old as time.
But I think that's why, like, the bar I set, which is win a playoff game, be wildly competitive in the AFC North, even that might not be the bar. Because everything you just said there, the bar to clear is don't be a clown and don't tear your Achilles.
But what he has the advantage for him right now is the expectation for many people is clown show. Is that.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So like if he gets a chance to beat that rap, and that's great for him, but if it goes down and it goes sideways and it costs Tomlin his job and they win six or seven games and it just doesn't look good, again, Father Time's undefeated. No one's. It's not taking away from Aaron Rodgers' legacy in the slightest bit.
I think the Tomlin stuff's really, really interesting. With, like, what does Rodgers' success or failure mean for Tomlin in that organization in his future? Because the reality is, I don't know. I don't know what it means. But if you said Aaron Rodgers, this falls out and they finally have a losing season, do I think, given the state of things in Pittsburgh, the atmosphere, the fandom with Tomlin, do I think the atmosphere of the media with Tomlin, do I think that might be the thing that could change? Yeah, because this Aaron Rodgers failing in Pittsburgh is a bigger ticket item than just Russell Wilson failing in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely draws more attention than anything else you could have done this season, for sure. I think it would be the one, but I've been wrong about Tomlin and where he stands with the Pittsburgh Steelers for a very long time already. So who am I to say that this would be the year? Now, they don't fire people, so at the end of the season, it would still come out as like a mutually parting ways. But look at some of the changes that they've had and some of the and how Tomlin knows last year it was broke. And that is everything from doing things that they typically don't do, like giving guys like George Pickens a lot of money. They typically don't do that with wide receivers. They did it for him. They went ahead and sent Pickens packing. They sent Najee Harris gone out the door as well. Like, there's a lot of changes to the Steelers team relative to last year.
So by the way, some of that just, I felt like it needed to happen. Like, you drafted these guys high. It worked out to some degree, but didn't work out all the way. But there's just a part of me that refuses to believe that there is an end in sight, because, I mean, the Steelers ownership stood by Bill Cowher in successive losing seasons. You know, like, if you, and not that Bill, like, Bill had a couple high points, right? The Super Bowl, but they were not consistently the Steelers under Bill Cowher until really the second half of his run there. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of hit and miss early in his time in Pittsburgh, and they stood by him.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's no hit or miss. You've been consistently winning. So it's it, like there's a part of me that's like
the missed part of it is not winning playoff games.
Well, but that comparatively so. If you stood by Bill Cowher in a fair amount of seasons where they just weren't very good, like they were, you know, 6 or 7 win teams, it'd just be wild if the first chance Mike Tomlin had at a losing season that you actually decided, all right, we got to get somebody new in there.
Yeah, but I think they are tired of the idea that they built themselves around being this Super Bowl franchise and this team that is always competing deep in the postseason and not win a playoff game in 8 years. Like that's a long time.
I think it's more like the thing that infuriates me about Rodgers to Pittsburgh is I think there's a have your cake and eat it too scenario here that we don't want to acknowledge because next year's about us finding our quarterback. I could absolutely see Rodgers goes, wins a playoff game. They're like the 24th, 25th pick in the draft. He retires, and next year they finally go ahead and trade up and use considerable assets to get up and get to the third or fourth best quarterback in the draft, which becomes their version of Mahomes.
If he wins a playoff game, and if he's competitive in the AFC North the way that you're describing, I don't think he steps away.
That would be interesting. And by the way, I still don't think that would stop them from trying to get that quarterback next year. I think they are. I think they understand, all right, we've piecemealed it for a really long time. We swung and missed on X, Y, and Z. Our third-round quarterbacks, Mason Rudolph, Josh Dobbs, those guys haven't hit. Kenny Pickett didn't hit. I really do think that Tomlin specifically, I think he knows at some point he's got to take a real stab at answering that. Or at some point, the magic will run out. At some point, that ownership group will say, yeah, you don't value the quarterback position in an era where it's never been more important to get the quarterback. Mm-hmm. To hell with winning 10 games. Get the hell out of here.
And it's one of those, I'll believe it when I see it even still. But it's a big bet that Tomlin's making. But you see how they're doing things just a little bit differently there in Pittsburgh in the past few months.
See, it's interesting. Like, to me, the I'll believe it when I see it is that they would ever, like, if Tomlin wants to leave, I don't think they would stop him at some point. But I think if you're the Rooneys, you're like, yeah, we win 10 games every year. And even though we end up losing, we feel like we have a chance to be a champion 99% of the time.
They're listening to their fan base, though. And very, very upset with what's gone down. The fan base is not accepting just making it to the postseason to be double-digit underdogs and get shelled. They're very mad.
What evidence do we have that they'll ever listen to their fan base? That's the whole frustration in Pittsburgh, is they don't listen to them. And by the way, it's probably the reason why the Pittsburgh Steelers have had the success they have, is they haven't listened to their fans.
I mean, I don't know. You can just tell that they're very tired. The fan base is very tired of Tomlin. They're very tired of the act that it all is. And you're right in that it's not as if they got three coaches in 50 years for a reason. The Steelers stay with their guys. And if it was up to me, I told you before, Tomlin would have been gone years ago if it was up to me. But we're not the ones making the call.
216-474-0092. The most confident I can be that Rodgers is going to work out is I have said it will in Pittsburgh, that they're going to be in the first place in the division next year, and that they're going to win the first playoff game in almost a decade. The most confident I can be about that prediction is Andrew Filippone said that Aaron Rodgers is going to lead the Steelers to the first losing season for Mike Tomlin. I think we just cinched
it. The old pony jinx, huh?
I think we just cinched how right I'm going to be about this. Of course, Pony, much like others on our station, will probably say something different a week from now and then something different a week after that.
Might even be in training camp for
all
we know.
That's true. He might wait. That's right. Delayed fuse and the flip-flopping.
Which stinks when somebody has a take and then they flip-flop and they go to the other take and then the first take they had was actually what ends up being right.
Mm.
But they didn't stick to their guns. You hate to see it.
I stuck to my guns on Tyrese Halliburton and then I had to renounce my previous views earlier today on the show. Well, this is what happens.
You never know what happens in game 2, 3, 4, and 5.
That's true. I might have to renounce my renunciation. You don't want to be there. Brian Batko, Steelers writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, will talk about how surprising the Rodgers news was and whether Mike Tomlin's job security rides with Aaron Rodgers. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.